Welcome to Soundwaves, the Latimer Group's audio blog. This installment is the first in a four-part series exploring the four skills of great communication. Our president and founder, Dean Brenner, will begin with the initial step of all great communication, how to assess the situations and opportunities around you. Here's Dean.
Hi, this is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group. And I want to talk to you today about communication. Specifically, I want to talk to you today about how to take an idea and bring it to life. I want to talk to you today about how you use your communication skills to develop an idea, to develop a project, and ultimately to lead to a successful outcome. And the way I'm going to do all that is I'm going to tell you the story of the Latimer Group. Over this conversation today and several more after this, I'm going to take you through the birth and the evolution of the Latimer Group. And in telling you that story, my goal is to give you some things to think about for your story. The power of story, from our perspective, is that it gives you a way to connect to somebody else's experience and ultimately have an impact on your own experience. And you can use a story, an example from someone else, to envision a path, a better path, a different path, whatever, for your own vision. And that's what I want to do here today. And I want to take you through the evolution of the Latimer Group with the specific purpose of giving you some things to think about for your own journey. So as I'm taking you through all this, please look for opportunities to keep connecting this conversation back to your story and your evolution, because that's where I think the value ultimately lies. So the birth of the Latimer Group. I started the Latimer Group in 2002, but the story really begins several years before that. In the late 90s, I was in finance. I was managing money as part of a group at UBS Financial Services, working for a guy named Tom who had hired me right out of business school. And I worked for Tom and his partner and his group for about 5 years. And over the course of those 5 years, full disclosure, Tom, in addition to being my boss, also became my father-in-law. I met and started dating and eventually married his daughter, Emily. And we were married in 1999. And at that point, you know, Tom and I started having discussions about, you know, my future and my role at UBS. And long story, very, very short, it just became obvious to both of us that now that I was family, there was a lot of really good reasons for me to think about going out and charting my own course. And that was something that was very intriguing to me. I loved working with Tom. We're still close to this day, very close. But now that we were together constantly and we were family, one of the things that really struck me was the challenge and the opportunity of going out and trying something now that was going to be uniquely my own. So I made the decision to leave financial services entirely. And Emily and I took a little bit of time off. We did a little bit of traveling throughout the United States. This would have been into the fall of 2000. And the entire purpose of our travel that fall, we went to about 15 national parks, and we hiked and we camped and we talked and we just had a great time. We were gone for 3 to 4 months. And one of the unifying conversations of that trip was, what was life going to hold for the two of us? We now had been married for a little more than a year, and we were planning our future, both professionally, personally. We talked about, you know, family plans. We talked about where we wanted to live. We talked about all sorts of things. We talked a lot about Emily's career as a teacher and whether she wanted to continue that, which she ultimately did and still does till this day. And we talked about my career choices, and my canvas was a much more blank one. And we played with a lot of ideas on that trip. And finally, about halfway, almost two-thirds of the way through the trip, we were actually hiking out of Grand Canyon that morning. It was September. I don't remember the exact date. But we were hiking out of Grand Canyon. And Emily finally said, and we kicked around a bunch of ideas, and a lot of them were good ideas. Some of them were crazy and completely untenable. But finally, she said the magic words. Emily said to me, you know, Dean, you've always been a good coach. I had a long background in sports, including Olympic sailing. You've always been a good coach. and you've always been very comfortable as a public speaker. You should put those two things together and you should build a business around that. We were hiking up the Bright Angel Trail out of Grand Canyon. It was not yet dawn. I remember exactly the moment when she said that to me. And there was a long pause. And then she actually spoke again. And she said, "You're going to try and poke holes in that. Good luck. It's the right idea. That's what you should do." And I quickly became comfortable with the idea. And we spent the rest of the trip hashing it out a little bit more. But the idea started right then, right there, based on a simple conversation, a simple comment from my wife, Emily. And it was based on her knowledge of me and what she thought I would succeed at. And that right there was the birth of the Latimer Group. I spent about another year after that thinking about it, planning it, worked for another small management consulting firm for 12, 15 months to learn a little bit more about how consulting was done. But the whole time I was planning for the launch of the Latimer Group, which happened in early 2002. And at that point, the official story of the Latimer Group begins. I was the Latimer Group. It was just me in the early years. And I knew it was going to be a communication coaching firm, but I didn't know anything more specific than that. And the word that I want to introduce to you here, because this is going to be the word that I think is going to unify this conversation today, is the word assess. I spent the period of 2001 through the launch in 2002, really through the first few years of the Latimer Group, assessing the opportunity. Emily gave me the initial idea. We launched the initial idea around communication coaching, but that's a big, broad term. And I spent a lot of time in the early years assessing the opportunity, assessing what companies would need, assessing what I thought I could be good at, assessing how I could make this thing successful. I talked to a lot of people. I asked a lot of questions. I listened to their answers. I tried a few things. Now, I'm not just saying I was sitting around planning for the first several years. I was working. I was networking. I was looking for business. I was trying to build the business and build the momentum. But the idea wasn't fully formed yet. So even though I'd launched the business in 02, throughout 02, 03, 04, 05, I was still very much in an assess phase because I was trying to hone the idea, sharpen the idea. And the business was still just me. I was running it out of our house. But the Latimer Group was a solitary venture at that point. The support of a lot of people around me, but I was the only person officially on the team. And I spent the early years working hard, networking hard, but trying to assess how to grow this business. And that's where I want to pause the story and now transition to you. When you are thinking about your own idea, when you are thinking about your own project, your own business, whatever it is that you're thinking about, the first critical phase that I strongly encourage you to spend time on is the assessment of the idea, the assessment of its validity, the value, the people that are going to be involved, whatever direction the idea takes. Spend the time looking around, developing some situational awareness, and making some really informed decisions about what's going to work, how you're going to do it, who do you want to have involved. Now, sometimes you've got to compress that timeline. I had, Emily and I hadn't started a family yet. We were in a pretty low overhead environment, so I could afford a little bit of time to let this thing germinate and to really dig into my assess phase. But I didn't have unlimited time. I was married and we had plans. We wanted to start a family. We eventually were going to buy a house, et cetera. But my advice for you is that you don't shortchange that assessment phase. Ask questions, listen to answers, pay attention, have a high level of situational awareness so that your idea can be fully formed. That's where I'm going to pause the story today. We're going to continue this over several more podcasts, and I'm going to continue telling you the story of the Latimer Group. Today, we started with the launch, and I took you up through about 2005, 2006, and that's where we're going to pause it here. More later. This is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group signing off, and until next time.
At the Latimer Group, our individual coaching and training services are highly customized and designed to help you achieve your specific goals. Typical engagements focus on developing skill sets in leadership communications, public speaking, and executive-level business presentations. To learn more, visit thelatimergroup.com.